USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An American citizen has died of the coronavirus in China. The total death count now is 720. The criticism of the Chinese response is still increasing. Dr. William Schaefer at the Vanderbilt Medical Center.
It's been widely reported that people who are ill are not receiving sufficient care. And that's where a great deal of attention needs now to be directed.
Two more planes carrying Americans evacuated from the epicenter arrived in the U.S. on Friday. They'll be quarantined at military bases for 2 weeks. The U.S. is pledging as much as $100 million to fight the global outbreak. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother, Army Lieutenant Colonel Yevgeny Vindman, were both removed from their jobs at the White House. Ambassador Gordon Sondland was also recalled from his post. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.